Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we want to invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number, 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the program at any other time than 3 p.m. Central, you can still get your question to us by voicemail at the same number, and we'll be glad to discuss it as soon as possible on the live Basic Gospel program. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Andrew, glad you're with us today.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Well, let's talk about righteousness like we've been doing all month. And today, let's talk about it in terms of the whole armor of God and Paul's admonition and encouragement to us to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, to put on the full armor of God so that we may stand against the schemes of the devil. And one of the central pieces of that armor is the breastplate, and Paul calls it the breastplate of righteousness. So let's talk today, Andrew, about how that breastplate of righteousness protects us against the schemes, against those accusations that Satan and the world may bring against us.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you're in a battle and someone is firing an arrow right at your chest. They're launching this at you, and it is the breastplate that protects you. Well, what part of your body is that breastplate protecting? It is protecting your heart. And so it's very interesting that we've got the devil's schemes here mentioned. We've got fiery darts. We've got arrows being launched at us. And in particular, Bob, it is essentially saying that one of the things that the enemy will attack is your heart, to tell you that your heart is no good, that your heart is dirty, that your heart is sinful. So there's accusation coming at your heart, left, right, and center. And the answer to that, in all of these elements of armor, the answer is Jesus. I mean, let's just take a quick survey here. The shield of faith, well, faith in who? Faith in Jesus. The feet shod with the gospel, well, who's the gospel about? It's about Jesus. The helmet of salvation, well, where is your salvation found? It's found in Jesus. So whether we are protecting our head, that is our mind, or we're protecting our heart with this breastplate of righteousness, we need to see that God's answer to this accusation is essentially this type of response. No, sir, I am dead to that thought. I have a righteous heart. I have a new heart. Christ dwells in my heart. I want what God wants. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to God. My heart is a slave to righteousness. I can't get away from it, and that's who I am. Jesus doesn't live in dirty places. He cleaned house. He moved into our hearts by faith. And, Bob, I would just say, you know, one of the big gospel statements is, I will take out your heart of stone. I'll give you a new heart. Romans 6 says it's an obedient heart, and that's a really big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal, and it's a heart that now trusts the Lord, and it's a heart that says, I want to be strong in the Lord. It's a heart that says, I just want to live connected with him. It's that type of heart. Before we came to Christ, we had no interest in the things of God. We were living to gratify the desires of the flesh, and our hearts were hard toward God. And he softened them. He's made them new. And now our sole desire is to trust him in all situations. And it's that trust in Jesus. Like you said, all the armor of God is all about Jesus. So this heart of ours is trusting this Jesus. And in so doing, we're going to deflect those accusations and we're going to stand firm. And talk about hope. This breastplate of righteousness, this helmet of salvation, this shield of faith, these feet shod with the gospel, that's hope that enables us to stand in this world and actually live out who we are as children of God. And, wow, that's what God has equipped us to do, to live as children of God in this world of darkness. And that's why this breastplate of righteousness is so vitally important. It's important to know that we have been made the righteousness of God, that this righteousness has been imparted to us in the very life of Jesus Christ, and it's this righteousness that protects us against the schemes of the enemy.
Indeed. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We would love for you to join us by phone if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss with you today. That phone number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. Call now because we have open lines for you, 844-322-2742. And friends, you know your gifts to and through Basic Gospel mean that we can continue producing resources and programming designed to help everyone walk by faith in the Lord Jesus every day. You've heard the message. If it's made a difference in your life, we ask you to help us help others by supporting Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. And to deepen your understanding even more when you make your gift, we're going to send you a copy of our new series called Revealed, 8 messages that will reveal that in Christ Jesus, you are right with God. We'll send you a copy to say thanks for your partnership. You can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. That's our regular website, basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. Call now. We'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, this call from Jimmy came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Jimmy from Danville, California. Do you have to be baptized to be saved? Because the apostles, when there were new Christians, they would always baptize them, like, immediately. And in Acts 3, that you have to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Because it says in Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they say in other places, like, be baptized for salvation, and, like, we are buried with him through baptism and raised through baptism. Bye.
Abrupt there.
Yeah,
goodbye,
<that's>
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for calling. Andrew, do we have to be baptized in water in order to be saved? Certainly there are some passages that Jimmy points to that seems to indicate that. But what is the overall message of the Word of God?
Well, first of all, we see the Apostle Peter addressing this. He says, baptism saves you. And I assume that he was worried that he would be misunderstood on that. So he continues in the very same verse. He says, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he's saying it's not the water that washes your body that somehow makes you saved. No, it is a spiritual baptism into the resurrection of Christ. And so that's how we get a good conscience. You know, we typically think, well, I get a good conscience through the blood of Jesus. And that's true, that your conscience is cleansed by the blood of Christ concerning all your sins that you've committed. But if you have a conscience that plagues you about your nature, about your heart, about your identity, well, it is the resurrection that solves that problem. You can appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection and say, you know what? I've been baptized into the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. I have been spiritually immersed in Jesus. I showed up on this planet baptized in Adam. Now I'm baptized in Christ. And that's a spiritual location. And that's why, you know, 1 Corinthians 1, Paul says, I thank God that I did not baptize any of you. And then he goes, oh, wait a minute. I did baptize, let's see, it was Crispus and Gaius. Yeah, I did baptize those two guys. But I'm thankful that I did not baptize many of you because Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now, if that doesn't answer the question, Jimmy's question there about baptism, I don't know what does, because Paul's saying, I'm on a mission, but I am not on a mission to dunk people in water. I am on a mission to preach the gospel because that's what saves people. And lastly, Bob, I would just say, you know, as far as Acts 2:38 goes, Jimmy made reference to that. It says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Well, that word there, for, is the word ice. As I'm sure you well know, it's cited 1,750 times in the New Testament, and it has all kinds of different shades of meaning, and it can very well, just as well as it might mean for the forgiveness of sins, it can also mean in light of or because of the forgiveness of sins. And I guess what I would say to Jimmy is, let's not look at one little word or one little phrase. Let's look at the whole of the New Testament and say, all right, now wait a minute. In Acts 10, they were already saved. They had already received the Holy Spirit. And then Peter says, what prevents them from being baptized in water? Well, nothing prevents them. They can have a birthday party if they want, a spiritual birthday party, but they're already born again. They already have the Holy Spirit. So Peter goes, let's celebrate. Let's go down to the river and celebrate this new birth in Christ that's already taken place. So, you know, whether it's Paul saying, I thank God I didn't baptize and God didn't send me to baptize, whether it's Peter saying, hey, it's not water, it's the resurrection that saves you, whether it's this alternate understanding of the word ice in Acts 2, or whether it's any passage about salvation by grace through faith without mention of water. I mean, there's dozens of those passages. So we've got to come back to Jesus Christ. We're saved by a person. We're not saved by a liquid. We're not saved by our own actions. We're saved by the actions of Jesus Christ alone.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Very, very clear on that. Let's go now to Jacqueline, who's listening to us on The Word here in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Welcome.
I called to ask a question. I have been going back and forth to a church for many years, and I've gone to jail for this because I have a no trespassing against me. And I went back last week, and I told them that I was sorry for not coming. I'm sorry for coming, and everybody knows about that. And today, I feel like that I have to go back, because if I'm invited, I get to come back. And yesterday, when I called and talked with someone before, they said that, well, you don't go to a building, but it's not a building. I felt like God told me to go to this place and for righteousness, and like if it's justice, and to do the right thing. And when they say no, I keep hearing time is running out. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm serving my community. I started over. I'm trying to do the right thing, but then I keep hearing time is running out. And I'm like, if time is running out, it means I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Doesn't that make sense? And so if I feel like I'm supposed to go back.
Jacqueline, I want to try to help you here with what you're describing. I'm certainly familiar with what you're sharing there. I believe that you have been in a situation, perhaps. I think you mentioned a restraining order or some sort of a no trespassing. Yes, and so. Yes, yes. I want to speak into this, guys, if I can.
Would you just stop and listen? Andrew knows exactly what you're going through. And if you will listen, you will get some great encouragement, great help, and some steps that can really put that soul at rest. So you listen, Jacqueline, okay?
Can I pull over? I'm in traffic. I don't want to cause a wreck.
Right. Yeah. Well, you go ahead and worry about being safe there as you pull over. But I just want to say this, that you've been in a situation where perhaps people were harmed or people were offended or disturbed in some way, and they asked you to stay away from that location, and that hurt your feelings. And I get that. Let me just say that It is a false leading, Jacqueline, for you to be led back to the same place that is said, do not be here. It may sound spiritual. It may feel like God, but I'm telling you, it is a counterfeit. It is a false leading for you to go back to the very place that they're asking you not to go to. As far as righteousness, well, righteousness is found in Jesus. It's not found in one particular church building. And so if you're looking for fellowship and if you want a fresh start, I would encourage you to get that fresh start somewhere else. But to go back continually where you've been asked not to, it's not healthy for you to do that. So I would dust my feet there and forgive them for anything that they did to hurt you, but I would not go back repetitively to a place that you've been asked to not visit. Now, you know, going beyond that, I also believe that you are going to need some encouragement in your life about what God thinks of you. You've experienced some rejection. You have tried to do what you believe is God's will again and again. So you have a heart that is eager to please God. You want to know the Lord. You want to know the truth. And so I believe that Bob Christopher has an awesome resource that we can send you. It's called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I believe that if you take some time with that, you're going to find not only encouragement, but I think you're going to find some of the clarity that you need right now. Your thinking is not clear. You are confused about where God is leading you. You're not sure, perhaps, of what He thinks of you. And you need a heavy dose of God's love and grace and forgiveness. So, Bob, you know, I want to pass this over to you, and I hope that we can send her a copy of your book, but also just for her to know that she is not in some sort of ultimatum with God where God is daring her or begging her to go back to some place that is not healthy for her. The interaction there is obviously not good. She can move on to a new group, a new congregation, a new fellowship with a fresh start. And God is not pushing her or inducing this unhealthy interaction. So I guess most of all, you know, she needs that heavy dose of Jesus, of that love and grace. And so, you know, let's send that to her.
Yeah, let's do. Jacqueline, we're gonna put you on hold. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. One final thing that I will add to the conversation. Righteousness is found in Jesus Christ. And if you've come to faith in Jesus Christ, if you've believed the gospel that Christ died for your sins, that Christ was buried on your behalf, that He was raised on that third day, when you believe that gospel, then righteousness is imparted to you. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So your righteousness is in Him. He has become for you His your righteousness. So it's not something that you need to go out and try to earn. It's not something that you need to go out and try to get more and more of it. You need to rest in the fact that you have been made righteous in Jesus Christ. And I think that will give you the clarity, that resting in that finished work, that resting in the resurrected life of Jesus Christ will give you clarity on how you can move forward in wisdom, in victory, and with peace in the heart. So, Jacqueline, let me put you on hold. We're going to get your information. We're here in the Louisville area, so we're close by. So we're going to make ourselves available to you outside of this radio broadcast to see if we can be a help and help get you moving in the right direction. So you hold on and let's get some information from you, and we'll send you that book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and we'll look forward to continuing this conversation with you. So you hang on, Jacqueline. Thanks for your call.
Yes, indeed. And friends, if you have something you'd like to discuss with us, we'd love to hear from you, 844-322-2742. We have some time on the clock remaining, but call quickly if you'd like to speak with us, and we would love for that to happen, 844-322-2742. And, of course, Andrew and Bob mentioned it, but we're coming up on the fifth anniversary of the release of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and it's a book that explains clearly how the Christian life is supposed to work. If you've been wondering just where is that abundant life Jesus promised, well, you'll find out through the pages of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Order your copy today at simple@basicgospel.net and find out, as I said, how that Christian life is really supposed to work. Remember, too, that we're studying through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide on Fridays, so we hope you'll have your copies of both the book and the study guide and be ready to join us each Friday in that in-depth study. You can place your order for the book or the study guide or both on our homepage, basicgospel.net, and we hope you will do that.
Yes, indeed.
You know, the guys, it occurred to me that when you were speaking with Jackie that the Christian life is not supposed to be a burden. It's not supposed to be something that beats you down and knocks you out. Yeah. But, guys, thanks for what you the input that you gave to Jackie. I know she's going to be blessed.
Yeah, let me say something there. It so reminded me of when I was 18 or 19 years old. I would get a thought that I thought was the God of the universe telling me, go here, go there, do this, do that. And I was trying so eagerly to please him, mm-hmm. and then I would go carry out this so-called mission, and it would end up being fruitless, and I would be confused and bewildered and saying, God, but you told me to go there and do this, and ultimately, you know, I was being misled by religious ideas, and I think that in Jacqueline's case, you know, the enemy is just so good at sowing confusion. And that is a mark of the enemy, that you can never do it right. Try it again. It still doesn't work. You need to do it again. It still doesn't work. And you're no good. And can't you make this work? And what's wrong with you? And all of that is accusation. And God doesn't lead us like that. Mm-hmm. He leads us in a healthy way that, you know, Ephesians says that fathers should not embitter their children, but instead raise them up like the Father does. Yeah. So that shows you that the Father's training us up is very healthy, is very gentle, is very kind. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Jacqueline is going to find some new fellowship, some great interaction with other believers, and she really needs that fresh start.
Well, we'll pray that that comes to pass, and we're glad that she called. In the meantime, guys, we had this question from Margaret, who views and listens on the Basic Gospel app. Does the Holy Spirit live in us when we are sprinkled or baptized? My sister believes that. Could you explain so that I can let my sister know? Thanks, and God bless you.
Yeah, this is kind of a repeat of Jimmy's, but a theme we're seeing developed on today's broadcast. So, Andrew?
Yeah. Galatians speaks to this. It says, you know, how did you receive the Spirit? And the implication there, the answer given, is by hearing with faith. And so when Paul writes these Galatians, he's trying to show them, hey, it's not the works of the law that cause you to receive the Spirit. It is by hearing the gospel and believing it. Well, if you fast forward 2,000 years later, I think he, instead of saying, you foolish Galatians, he might say, you foolish Americans, who has tricked you? Yeah. You foolish Canadians. My wife is Canadian, so I can say that.
Yes.
You foolish Canadians, you foolish Americans, you foolish citizens of this world, who has tricked you? You know, how did you receive the Spirit? By the believing with faith, you know, hearing with faith, or by getting dunked in water? And the answer, of course, is by hearing with faith. And that's why, again, you go back to Acts 10 and Peter is saying, let's have a birthday party. These people are born of the Spirit. They never touched water. They were nowhere near H2O, but God saw their hearts. He heard their cry. He came to dwell within them. That's the gospel message. Hear it, believe it, then live it by celebrating that new birth.
Yeah. What an answer. Thank you, Andrew, for being with us today. Friends, keep in mind that we stream daily on Facebook and YouTube the video of our broadcast, and you can come right into the studio and see what goes on in here. And you can link to our Facebook and YouTube channel links right there at the homepage, top of the page, basicgospel.net. We would love for you to join us in that way. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today for Basic Gospel. And if you have a Bible question or need scriptural guidance for a life issue you may be struggling with, you can leave us a voicemail right now or anytime at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Or you can post your on-air question under the radio tab at basicgospel.net. And friends, please remember that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. We ask your ongoing prayers and support to keep the message of God's unconditional love and grace in Jesus Christ on the air and online. Please help with your gift today if you can. Again, you can do that at basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with our thanks to our friend Andrew Farley for being with us today, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to come back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. And remember, you can post your question overnight by voicemail at 844-322-2742 or on the on-air question tab under the radio tab at basicgospel.net. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.